us free. Death, what is thy sting? The curse of sin is broken. The empty tomb stands open. Come and see. He's alive, alive, alive. Hallelujah. Alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive, alive, alive. Hallelujah. Alive, forever. Amen.
Let my heart sing out.
Christ the one and only, so powerful and holy, rescue me.
Death won't hurt me now, because he has redeemed me. No grave will ever keep me from my King. I'm alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, forever, amen. Yes, I'm alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, forever, amen.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance, let the people sing.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Say, worthy.
Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy of the praise.
Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance, let the people sing.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Say, worthy.
Worthy of the praise.
He's worthy.
Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people sing. Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy.
Awesome to know that the God I serve is alive, amen. You know, I tell you what, I got a call. It would have been Friday afternoon. And this has never happened to me before, but anyway, I got a call to go to a lady's house and pray for her child. That's the first for me. But y'all all know in this church that I love to fool with somebody's kid. I'd rather pick on the kid as to eat. And all of y'all, all the kids in here can attest to that, because if I miss one, I soon get to them. Just as simple as that. But I'm going to brag, because it did my heart good to know that somebody seen enough of God in me to call me to pray for their child. A mama is peculiar about that baby. It's just as simple as that. And I think that's an awesome thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Are y'all doing good today? Y'all seem awfully. Just because it's raining don't mean you don't have to wear a smile. Y'all got to wear a smile today now. Oh, come on now. Y'all got jet lag, right? Is that what that is? God is good regardless of what time it is. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wait a minute, Kenzie, let me find this one. I don't know this one. All right. Say, he became sin who knew no sin, that we might become his
humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing, yeah.
Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer.
There's so many people that don't believe, and there's so many people in here in the United States that haven't heard. I don't know. I don't understand. It's just for me personally, I don't understand how that you can be in the United States and never hear of the Bible. I can understand about might not want to be saved, or you might not believe in. I can see that's a choice we make. You know, only thing tangible about Christianity is the word. That's all we got is the word. But if you believe, you can see things. You can see miracle after miracle after miracle. It's awesome. You know, it's amazing, and to watch a transformation is an awesome thing. You can. I grew up around a lot of rough people, and I know what people were like before they got saved, and it's an amazing transformation. Amazing. I mean, just to see what God cuts out of their life and fills that void with. And 100% of the time, the void is filled with the Word. And that's the transformation. That's an awesome thing to see that. I've known people that only come to church for Easter and Christmas. I also know people that, because they see a Christian doing something bad or something they think is bad, it turns them away from the Word. Because, well, why do I need to go to church? What do I need to go to church? If he is going to sit in church and then go out here and do this and that. Well, I'm going to tell you what. It's bad when people, for number one, lets someone else make a decision for them when it comes to your Christianity, because we can't do that. The old saying that you can lead a horse to water but you can't make him drink is very true. Very true. We as Christians, we can't make no one accept Christ. That's out. But what we can do, we can show them the Word, and we can do our best to help them understand what Christ is all about. And I seem to have recalled a scripture that says, after that's all said and done, and if they don't accept the Lord, and if it's negative, I think we're supposed to shake the dust off our feet and move on. The seed is sown. Greatest thing that we could ever have been given. Had not been for that, it would have been really hard for us to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Here we go, Kenzie. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon us. Because he has anointed us to preach
the news.
The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon us. Because he has anointed us to preach
the news.
He has sent us. To bind up the brokenhearted.
This is
the day to bring freedom to the captives and to release the ones in darkness.
This is the year of the favor of the Lord.
God.
This is the year of the favor of the Lord. This is the day.
I want y'all to think about the song right here, the way I sing this verse. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me to preach
the news.
The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord.
anointed me to preach
good news.
He will comfort those who mourn.
This is the gift
he will provide for all who grieve.
This is
the day he will pour out the oil of gladness.
Loving and caring and kind, that he would send his son, not just send him here, but send him here to die. He knew the price that would have to be paid for us for an atonement of our sins. And It just really, when I got saved, I really didn't understand. But as I get older, it really weighs on me just what has occurred. Just what he did for somebody that's a lot of times is ungrateful that he did that. We take things for granted, but yet still, he loves us. He loves us enough to forgive all that. All we need to do is ask for forgiveness. He's got it fixed. It's hard for us to mess that up. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Okay, Kenzie.
God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning. I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning. By step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. I will follow you all of my days. Hallelujah, we honor you, Lord Jesus, and forever we will sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. I will follow you all of my days.
Hallelujah.
We honor you, Lord Jesus, and forever we will sing. Hallelujah.
Change do that much to you. I mean, that hour really set y'all back. Well, it got me too. Like I said, if it hadn't been for my little boy, I would have been, I'd had jet lag too, but I've been up quite a while. You know what? I would like for everybody that had a birthday this week to please stand up. Grant, where you at? I'm going to call you out. Stand up. Where's Brother Bob at? He's got one. My little boy's got one. And Brindley, yes. Brindley, are you standing? Are you standing? Well, and Maggie, yes. Yes, Nana. I just wonder how many gray hair has Grant got. Grant, you got any gray hair yet? You know what? How about you, Maggie? You got any? You don't. Woo! That's awesome. I wasn't expecting that, sister. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to sing happy birthday to all of you guys, even to a Kentucky fan. I'm going to sing happy birthday to a Kentucky fan. What do you say to that?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Amen. Amen. God bless all you guys. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, guys. It's time to take up an offering. And, oh, yes, hallelujah. You know, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. I'll say it again. You can't outgive God. I don't care. You just can't go be able to do that. And it'll come back to you. It may not come when you want it, but it'll always be on time. Yeah. That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. But anyway, Lord, I just thank you. I just thank you, Lord God, for the givers, Lord. And I thank you, Lord God, that it's going to do your work, Heavenly Father. I thank you for all you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Let me find this one, guys.
Hallelujah, 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 the Lord reigns. Hallelujah, 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 the Lord Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. The Lord Almighty reigns.
sometimes I have to catch my breath. That's okay. I don't know if that's a sign of age or what. Well, that's the truth. I can't do the things I used to do for some odd reason. Run out of breath at times. You know,
for Bob, I mean, not Bob, but from a buddy back here, pick up your mic. That'd be Mr. Glenn Seaton I'm talking about. Ricardo, pick up your mic. God is good, guys. We come here knowing that, but it still doesn't hurt to hear it. It still doesn't hurt to be refreshed on what God has done and will do for us. I can't begin to tell you all the things that God has done for me. But I tell you what I can do. I can ask you guys just to take a few minutes of your life and sit down. Get somewhere by yourself on this one. And sit still. And put your bad stuff in this hand. Put your good stuff in this hand. And watch God be real heavy over here. I can promise you that. It works that way. But anyway, God bless you guys, and we'll see you next week. Amen. Oh, let me give you a report on Dad. Now, I'm not making fun of Dad in no stretch of the imagination. But now, I think it's pretty bad when you get in a wheelchair and ride around a nursing home looking for a place to watch basketball. What do you say? He told me his TV was too small. He had to go find a bigger one. But I think it's awesome that our pastor is on his way back as we speak. Amen. Both of them. Hallelujah. Thank you, guys.
Of course, I'm in trouble over that one.
Okay, got it. Hallelujah.